Well, let's go now across the country to the waters off Southern California, off Santa Cruz Island, where the Coast Guard is searching for more than 30 people missing after their scuba diving boat caught fire earlier this morning. NPR's National Desk correspondent Kirk Siegler is outside the Coast Guard station back on the mainland. This is in Ventura, California. And Kirk, we know officials just spoke with you there. 39 people on board this boat, some were rescued?
That's right. We just heard from the Coast Guard not too long ago and confirmed there were 5 crew members on the deck who were awake at the time of the fire, who apparently were able to jump off the boat into a Good Samaritan rescue boat that came by. The Coast Guard also told us, Coast Guard Captain Monica Rochester, that everyone else, presumably most of the divers who were there on the trip, were asleep below when the boat was engulfed in flames.
Oh, boy. But we're reading some reports that it was only 20 yards offshore in Santa Cruz.
Sure. It was moored there for the night, we can assume, this being a very popular destination in the Channel Islands National Park. It's about 20 miles or so off the coast from where I am. I'm talking to you from the U.S. Coast Guard station here in Ventura. And yes, 20 yards off shore, it sunk, completely sunk, all but its bow. At one point, you could see its bow, according to officials, in 64 feet of water. It's still, we're being told, an active search and rescue operation. I should say, as is typical this time of year, off the coast of Southern California, there's often a lot of fog. When I arrived here earlier this morning, it was dense fog. I don't know if that's been, it's now burning off, as is typical, but I don't know if that's been hampering rescue operations. But we are not being told much at this point. We just know that it's still an active operation. There are very, you know, legitimate concerns that there are potentially many deaths.
Well, as we said, it was a scuba trip scheduled for 3 days starting Saturday. This is according to the website Truth Aquatics, which is a Santa Barbara tour operator. But it doesn't sound good, Kirk. I mean,
No, and this was a popular, very well-known boat company locally. The authorities told us they didn't have any prior, issues with a safety record or anything else like that. They had been in full compliance. We're still learning the details. As I'm talking to you, there are a lot of concerned family members showing up. Just a minute ago, actually, I watched this kind of, as you might imagine, a heartbreaking scene of a couple being escorted by a Coast Guard official. The woman was weeping, and they were heading just near me, behind me here, is where, I guess you'd call it the triage center, where a lot of family members and friends of the victims are gathering, and don't have much information at this point, but I think it's safe to say they're fearing the worst.
Well, you say the coroner has said as much.
That's right. The Santa Barbara County Coroner, as is typical in a situation like this, the authorities prepare for the worst. We don't know that that's, in fact, the case yet, but the Santa Barbara County Coroner, public relations officials for the county, tweeted out that they are preparing for a mass casualty event.
I mean, just potentially a horrific accident at a beautiful spot. I mean, you mentioned that Santa Cruz Island, it's one of 5 in the Channel Islands National Park. It's operated largely by the National Park Service and then part of it by the Nature Conservancy. People hop over there all the time.
It's a National Park Service,
yeah. People hop over there all the time.
It's a very popular place to go.
Yeah.
And very popular place to go in a busy holiday weekend. And there are no services on the island or near it. It's all primitive and wilderness area. So information coming out of there has been slow for us so far.
Yeah. NPR's Kirk Siegler reporting from Ventura, California, where the Coast Guard over on Santa Cruz Island, about 20 miles from where he is still searching for more than 30 people missing after what seems to have been a terrible boat fire on Santa Cruz Island in a trip, scuba diving trip that started Saturday. Kirk, thanks so much for staying on this for us. Thanks very much.
Glad to be here.